أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال أوسطهم ألم أقل لكم لولا تسبحون. قالوا سبحان ربنا إنا كنا ظالمين. We read previously of the instance which was famous amongst the people of Mecca. The Arabs knew of it. That is the event of the orchard. That is the father who was a very, very good person. And this was long before the time of Islam. It was before Isa alayhi salatu wasalam in Yemen, just out of Sana'a, where the father used to always give his good share to the poor people, and after that he should take whatever he is left for him. But when the sons inherited it, then they decided, we are not going to give the poor people anything. We have got our own expenses and we have got a lot of needs, so we are not going to give. So they went very early in the morning before the poor people would come to the farm, and they found that the farm was completely destroyed. Whirlwind, lightning, whatever, it was brought down to ashes and ruins, and there was nothing left of it. After that, then the one brother of them said, قَالَ أَوْسَطُهُمْ قُولَ بَجْلَ أُنْكَ. The middle brother, this was not only as far as age is concerned that he was the middle brother, but as far as opinion also was concerned. And he advised them, no, carry on as our father was doing, give to the poor people also. But because they were more stronger and they overpowered him, he was in the middle, he wasn't this side and that side. He couldn't fight them also, and he had to join them. Or his opinion was a middle opinion. That is, that keep the share for the poor people also. Don't just keep everything for us. Give to the poor and needy. And as mentioned, this was long before the time of Islam. So in Islam now, at least our zakat we must take out properly. That we don't want to give the poor and we just keeping the zakat, etc. This is a very dangerous thing. And also we must be very careful today with many of our accounts. Interest is credited to our accounts as well. We must try as soon as possible to take out the interest from the account and dispose of it as it is supposed to be disposed of. Don't keep the interest also. These are all very dangerous things. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that many a person commits some sins, and because of that the rosy that was already allocated to him, now it is taken away. And he doesn't get that rosy because of his sins. And these type of sins we must be particularly aware and afraid of, that we don't interfere with these things. So anyway, the middle brother said to them, أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ لَوْلَا تُسَبِّحُونَ كَيَا نَا كَحَا تھا مَيْنَ تُمْكُو كُيُو نَهِ پَاكِ بُولْتِ هُوَ اللَّهِ كِي. Did I not tell you people that you must keep a share, that praise the, sing the praises of Allah, make Allah's ibadat, and also in Allah's ibadat is a share for the poor also and the needy. Wasn't I telling you people? You people didn't listen to me, you overpowered me, and you dragged me along to do all this. And today, yeah, we see now that our forget giving a little bit, our whole capital is destroyed. And where we were so well off and rich people, now we have got nothing left whatsoever. قَالُوا سُبْحَانَ رَبِّنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. بولے پاک ذات ہے ہمارے رب کی ہم ہے تقصیر وار ہے. Then they realized and they said, Allah is pure, and really we have transgressed the bounds, we have made a mistake. Now it was too late, the mistake was done already, and everything was destroyed also. They didn't make tawbah before that. Yeah, we also learn a great lesson. Allah Ta'ala gives respite to every person. He doesn't take him to task on his first guna. And Allah gives us lot of chance to make tawbah. But when we still don't make any tawbah and we carry on in our evil way, and then sometimes when the class gets full and overflows with gunas, then Allah takes us to task in this dunya already. So now they realize their folly and they made tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. فَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ يَتَلَاوَمُونَ. پھر مو کر کر ایک دوسرے کی طرف لگے اولاحنا دینے. And this is a common thing. When the things go wrong, then the blame game starts. And we start blaming one another. Now they started blaming one another. That you, because of you this happened. And we must be aware also, don't wait till that time comes when we have to start blaming one another. Before that, make Toba, mend our ways and correct our lives. قَالُوا يَا قالوا يا ويلنا إنا كنا طاغين بولے ہائے خرابی ہماری ہم ہی ہماری ہم ہی تھے حد سے بھرنے والے. They say what a great calamity upon us. Really, it was we who were the wrongdoers. And after the blame game, and then people come to realize reality, and fortunately still that person who realizes I am responsible. Today, usually everything in the home, we want to blame somebody else. In the business, we want to blame somebody else. Partners blame one another. Nobody is prepared to take the responsibility. On one occasion, when we were eating with our chef, a glass fell. And the liquid, what was in it, juice, water, whatever mess. Hazrat asked, what happened? Somebody said, the glass fell. He said, did the glass fall on its own? Why don't you say, I dropped the glass? We never want to admit, I made a mistake. I dropped the glass. We say, the glass fell. Does the glass fall on its own? No, somebody causes it to fall. So just like that, till we are not prepared to take responsibility, it is very hard to correct ourselves. We want to say, things just went against me. I didn't do anything wrong. Conditions were such that I was caught in a trap. It is our own wrongdoing, and we have to admit that and ask forgiveness from Allah. And if we have wronged any fellow person, I'll correct our matters with him also. Asa Rabbuna ayyubdilana khayran minha. Shayad hamari Rabb badal de humko usse behtar. And now they were seeking and begging Allah that, oh Allah, please give us something else now, better in return. And this also is a sunnah. Whenever we hear anything that has happened wrong, then we should read, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And we should ask Allah that this difficulty that has come upon me, oh Allah, reward me in this and give me something better in return. But all this is really before the time of Allah's azab. When Allah's azab already comes, then it is too late also. So now they were asking for forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. Inna ila rabbina raghibun. Hum hai apne rab se aarzu rakhte hai. We beg and we want to come to Allah Ta'ala and we want to be his favorites. So that is a person when a knock also comes, some people become worse. They will go perhaps into alcohol. They will go into a depression. They will go into drugs. But those people who turn to Allah are lucky at that time also. But long before the problem actually comes, make tawbah and correct our lives. كَذَٰلِكَ الْعَذَابِ يُو آتِهِ آفَتْ. In this way Allah says our punishment comes. And it comes in this world also, whether it's individually on a person or whether it is collectively on a family or a community. When Allah punishes, He punishes in this severe way. وَلَعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَكْبَرِ. Or آخرت کی آفت تو سب سے بری ہے. And worse than that will be the punishment in the year after. So a person must hasten towards Tawbah and Istighfar, and Allah's being is such, He gets very quickly happy. The minute a person asks for forgiveness, Allah forgives that person. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. اگر ان کو سمجھ ہوتی. Only if the people knew that they must not commit guna. Perchance due to weakness a person committed guna, make tawbah and correct our ways as soon as possible. Don't wait for Allah's azab to come. And worse is that person who is waiting for the azab of akhirah. He dies without tawbah, is a very serious condition, and then there the punishment is most severe, which a person cannot imagine. May Allah give us tawfiq to make tawbah of all our gunas and to turn to Allah correctly, fulfill all the rights of Allah Ta'ala, fellow people, and make tawbah and prepare for the akhirat. Wa akhiru da'wana.